Don't take another step, human. Oh, you mean no harm? That's funny. Your tight grip on that sword says differently. Drop it. Good. Now give me a good reason what a human, draped in the garbs of the enemy, is doing so deep in the wood of the Fae. You want to speak with an elder. Speak of what? Your military's next plan for attack? Try again, human. Don't give me lies of wanting peace whilst your people slaughter mine with no care if they're soldier or civilian. And who are you to propose such ridiculous fantasy? What are you... Is that... I don't believe my eyes. A royal crest. A member of the human royal family. Alone in the woods of a fae. It's like a lone wasp entering a beehive. Which child monarch are you then? One of the generals? Or maybe the one in line for the blood-stained crown? The diplomat? You have no diplomat. A cursed kingdom bent on war and conquest has no need for one. Watch your tongue, or I will cut it out. There is no excuse for what your people have done. What your family has been doing to innocent people. Fae tricks can be dangerous, but it's nowhere near your transgressions. Anyone with an ounce of intelligence can tell your perpetuated fear of us is stoked for the gain of your own rich and elite. But you probably know that, given the status you were born into. I don't want to hear it. I've no idea what you're up to, but I'd sooner drag you back to the border kicking and screaming than let you do as you please in our lands. What? You'd give me your word. Either you really are being truthful, or you're a fool. For your sake, I hope you know the repercussions that will come if that is broken. Very well. I accept that you mean no harm to any Fae, and that you wish for peace. Come. I'll bring you to the nearest settlement. You may speak to an elder there, but it will be no choice of mine if they deem you should be executed or locked away, little royal. Though, who knows? If you really are set on this, maybe they will grant you an audience with the council. Don't. You're to abandon your sword here. And do keep up. I'd rather not drag you along like a lame deer. I believe I have much justification to be rude with you. And I'm not commonly rude to folks. You're a special case. How lucky you are. Yes, I'm sure this is the way to a settlement. Why, was aimlessly walking working better for you? Ah, you have a map. Lovely. Let me see it. Calm yourself. You've no need for it, and I've no fondness for the fact that you have maps of our woods to begin with. That is wise. You may need it if I choose to abandon you. After all, I don't even need to be leading you in the first place. Go and fetch your map, then. Got it? Wonderful. Oh, no. Seems you've lost it again. Now, keep pace. We want to make good distance before the sun starts to set. I do occasionally enjoy being insufferable. Glad you noticed. Speak louder. I couldn't hear your snark remark. Oh yes, how nefarious. Teasing and games. You're right. That's entirely why Faye is so dreadfully untrustworthy. Spare me from that, please. Most Faye don't even like to fool people. Many even view it as childish. Personally, I think it's charming. Little Royal, you know nothing of how we actually are. Just the tales and lies you were fed. What would you want me to call you, then? No, no, I'm not asking for your name. I don't want you to give me that. I'd like a title or pseudonym you'd enjoy being called. Diplomat, of course. That's not something given to you officially, I presume. I'd bet my boots and more you even pled to have that be your role, and were denied. Your expression confirms that, all right. So, why are you so different from your power-hungry, hate-filled kingdom? That's your reason? You met a kind fae when you were young. That's what spurred you to fight for an end to this one-sided war? What they would have wanted? I can't tell if that's hopeful or naive. What happened to your kind fae, then? Separated is much better than dead. Who knows? Maybe you'll by chance meet them again, and you can have a touchingly spectacular little reunion. Why have you stopped? Flowers are flowers. You can look at some when we get to where we're going. They're just gilded lilies. They're everywhere this time of year. Right. I didn't consider you've never seen them before yourself. Guess I'm just overly used to them. They are pretty, yes. Smell amazing, too. Like honey and fresh ginger. I had some in my garden last year. It was nice having that scent right by my cottage, waking up to it on sunny mornings. Are you done now? I'd like to at very least find a good clearing to set up camp, so we shouldn't dally. What? No, you may not see my garden. Do you really think I'd invite you to my residence? Where we're going is called Clearwater Grove. And no, I don't live there. You ask so many questions, ugh. I don't live in a village. I've my own home apart from anyone. Yes, nearby. Why else would I be in the area? I was hunting. So thank you a great much for putting me out of a meal. And how do you plan to make up for it, exactly? If you wish to buy me food when we arrive, I won't refuse it. Thank you for the offer. You may call me Carrier. That's the title I've gained in place of my name. No, not like a pigeon. Honestly, look who's being insufferable now. Diplomat, if you intend to get back at me, you have to try much harder than calling me a bird. I don't think I will apologize for taking your map. It was quite funny. I promise you're not going to need it. Hey, stop your worry. I shouldn't need to remind you how bonding a fae's promise is. I'll stay with you, even if it is to watch over you like a hawk. You should lend me at least some trust. I'm extending more to you than you may deserve. Very true. It is entirely because of you giving me your word. Otherwise, I wouldn't believe a single word from your lips. It's not just me. All Fae loathe lies. It's not even because we aren't able to do it. It's just not right. Word trickery and deals are different. They use the entire truth to deceive someone not clever enough to catch on. When someone lies, it's entirely cruel. A fey trick can at least be understood sometimes, or worked around. Of course I know they can hurt people. They can do much worse, too. But to say every single one of us would do that is harmful, and spurs the very hate and fear that's fueling your people's massacre of us. If you fully agreed, you wouldn't be trying to excuse it as much. Don't apologize. Let's set camp. It's near dark. There looks to be a good place to rest just up ahead. I'm not angry with you, relax. That isn't really the kind of topic that breeds casual conversation, though. Can you help me gather some dry brush to get a fire going? I can't just light a fire with magic, no. It did look like I used something to destroy your map, but that's coincidence. Fine, fine. The appearance of fire was for show. I whisked the map. Like, whisked it away. It's, well, like that. The map. Here, like nothing ever happened. All I did was shift into the veil. Nope, you cannot have it back. I'm not above throwing it into the fire as soon as it's lit. Speaking of, brush and sticks, diplomat. Please. What is that look for? You're staring at me the very same way you stared at those flowers. Could your little fey friend do that too? Cute. What sort of rations do you have on you? I'm not really prepared for any, given I wasn't planning for travel. I have none in the Vale either. Not really the best place to keep food. Jerky and bread is something. Venison? Hmm. Pork. I can't say I've had it, but life is about new experiences, is it not? I'm guessing it'd be a stretch to ask if you have a kettle or pot in that satchel of yours. Thought not. Tea would have been lovely right about now. And I even saw some butterfly pea flowers on the path not long ago, too. Such a shame. Not just good. It's one of my favorite teas. Sweet, floral, and almost magical if you've a lemon to squeeze into it. The sour of it makes it change color. It's quite cool, yes. I should make us a pot of it at some point. Actually, if we pick some on the way, I could make it when we get into town. That's assuming we'd have the chance to. Probably unlikely. This is odd. Talking like friends. It's not that you're bad company. It's the fact that I've been chatting and bantering with a child of the human royal family. With your power and influence, you could lead a battalion to overtake our woods. And despite that, here you are, sitting on a moss-ridden log, eating jerky by a fire, putting yourself at risk just for a small chance of stopping it all. Was that fae you met all that time ago really that impactful to you? I do suppose true kindness is inspiring if you haven't been given it before. Fullest is that who spares the hair and all. What even happened? Ah, So you wandered into the Fey Wilds as a child, and they did everything they could to stay with you and get you home. That's sweet. Some of the best days of your life, huh? You haven't had that enjoyable of a life, then. I can't stop teasing. I think I'm incapable. They told you their name? Their actual name? It wouldn't really do much if you told it to me, no. I don't know why you would, but the chance of me ever meeting this person are slim to none. Speaking it may even make the two of you likely to meet again. Never say that again! Never. Never speak that again. Please, please, I beg you. Don't say that. Don't use it against me, please. What's wrong is that you know my name. And you could... This is bad. Why? Why was I such a foolish child? I barely even remember. It is not okay. Have you any idea the weight of this? What it means? Wait. Ah! My head. Why'd you do that? You told me to calm down. And I did. Enough to lose my footing. Please, don't tell me to do anything else for a while. Losing control of myself like that was horrible. No, don't touch me. I don't need any help. I need you to not be near me right now. Huh? Yes. Yes, this does mean I'm your little inspirational fae friend. Not really sure what I'm focusing on right now. Why did I do this to myself? I gave my name to not just a human, but a monarch. You know what? Swear to me that you won't use it against me. That you won't control me, mess with me, anything. Promise me it. You have to promise. Thank you. You didn't have to do that. A promise was enough. You didn't have to tell me your name in return. To make it fair. Well, for what it's worth, your name is beautiful. And I promise to you that I will never use it against you. Or speak it at all unless you ever wish me to. I'm feeling better, yes. Mostly, at least. I need to sit down. That was certainly a quick way to earn my trust, to say the least. As well as give me the worst scare of my life. I do trust you now. Someone trying to lie and deceive me wouldn't have given up the power a Fae's name brings. And giving me yours in return. It was entirely unnecessary, except to, like you said, make it fair. Don't be mistaken, though. I am still suspicious of where your loyalties fully lie. Honestly, I don't think you entirely know that for yourself. But I'm sure going against every single thing taught you growing up was not an easy feat. I shouldn't blame you for still having some sort of internal conflict about it. So, we knew each other as children then. Even if it was only for a couple days, that is pretty significant. It's nice to see you again, too. Even though we're both almost entirely different people now. The fates work in mysterious ways, bringing us together again. I don't remember it well. Isn't that a funny thing? For you, it was this life-changing experience. And for me, it was simply a day or so spent playing with a new friend. I'm not entirely sure I even realized then that you weren't Fae like me. Are you tired? I believe that yawn says something different, diplomat. We should get some rest. We've a fair bit more walking tomorrow, and I'm sure being in a town of Fae folk is going to take a lot out of you. They're not exactly going to be happy to see you. But it should go over better now that I'll be able to vouch for your honesty. I will help you, of course. I'd rather you not be executed or something. And I want all of this to end as much as you do, probably more. I'll even face the council with you, if it comes to that. But simply speaking with them won't do much. It's your people that need convincing. I have quickly changed my attitude towards you, and that goes without saying. I think, after all, we could very well be friends. But for now, we should rest. Have you a sleeping pack or blanket? That's good. Get that all set up and get some rest. Oh, I'll be fine to sleep on the ground. I've done it many times before. That's all right. I wouldn't want to make you have to share. A kind offer, but it's okay. I'm not shy. I just don't want to inconvenience you. If you're that against me sleeping on the ground, I guess it wouldn't hurt. In a flower bed? Really? Fae child and human child, sleeping together in a flower bed. Sounds like something from a storybook. This isn't much different, I guess. Probably much more comfortable. Move over then. Guessing you don't get to sleep under the stars much. It is amazing. I'm happy we were able to meet again. You're a surprisingly kind and gentle person. I really don't believe that's all because of me. If you say so. Can I ask, what did you have me call you when we were young? Doodlebug? Certainly much cuter than diplomat. Maybe I should call you it again. No, that does not mean you can call me Pigeon. You do not have every right to. Now, I'm going to sleep. You should too. Good night, Doodlebug. Have pleasant dreams.